and I'm going to play the shit out of this.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Comic Podcast. Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Comic Podcast. Advent Calendar. Advent Calendar. Yeah.
Yep, yep.
This entire episode just a jam.
Yeah. Mini episode 7.
Licensed comics that, to our knowledge, have not been done yet. There's a little disclaimer in there.
So yeah, licensed properties.
Yeah.
Of like a film or a thing, animated thing or whatever, something that hasn't been explored in a comic franchise.
So like not been Catwoman, but Halle Berry Catwoman
has a comic. Yes.
Some with good reason.
Okay. Oh, I see. There's a caveat there.
Yeah, there's that. Am I allowed to go first again?
By all means.
Okay.
You always go first, so go ahead.
I can't help myself. Here's my idea. I wanted to say a few things first. I was like, Zelda, but that's been done. Because Zelda comics have happened. They haven't been like an ongoing series regularly, but... So I was like, okay, well, what comic series can I think of that would make a good... ongoing series for at least for a while, I think.
Right.
That to my knowledge, and I could be wrong, but to my knowledge has not been done, at least not in a mainstream way. And I landed on Earthbound.
Oh.
Because Earthbound is a kind of a cult classic SNES series.
Mother 2 to our Japanese listeners.
Mother 2 to our Japanese listeners. And there's a fair amount of story there. And there's a fair amount of material there to sort of embellish upon, to sort of grow upon. And it's very charming, has a very distinct voice. And I think that it would work really, really well as a comic. As a manga, if you will, or you know, if a manga-influenced comic. I mean, I feel like that has a lot of potential.
Yeah, I'd be very surprised if something like that hadn't been tried before, but...
I agree. I feel like something definitely has, but I feel like if it has, I'm wondering if it's, like, an official thing or, like, a fan comic.
Yeah, that's...
I would like to see, like a professional grade, like, you know... Not that fan comics cannot be professional grade, but I want to see something officially put out. That would be kind of interesting.
Right.
And just because, again, like, they always include it in Super Smash Brothers, and they've released it in on the Wii U Virtual Console, whatever, recently.
I've played it maybe, like, 10, 20 minutes on an emulator.
Sure.
Never actually, you know, took the plunge.
Right. I mean, I played it quite a bit when I was a kid, because a friend of mine in the neighborhood had it on a Super Nintendo, and if he still has that... He's got himself a nice little investment. But, yeah, it was always one of those games that captured my imagination in a way that it felt like that world. I mean, you could sort of have some fun with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's that game is super good. I enjoy it a lot. And I feel like I would... That's one of those ones. Because you've seen, like, games recently. I mean, like, the Sonic series has, you know, been pretty good in comics and...
Not better than in-game, some would say.
Some would say.
Sonic Boom kind of looks like a big piece of garbage.
Yep. And the Mega Man game, the Mega Man comics from Archie have been pretty freaking good. Mm. And I feel like, you know what, if those series...
And that's a franchise that doesn't even get games anymore.
That's true. So I feel like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like Earthbound deserves at least a solid 12-issue miniseries, maxi-series or something.
Yeah.
Or a graphic novel. That would be really neat, and I would definitely be interested in buying that, and I feel like there's a lot of potential in that. So, hey, Earthbound. Yes.
Right. Well, I got one for you.
Go ahead. Hey.
It's a little something called Pro Stars. You may have heard of it. Michael Jordan. Wayne Gretzky.
Based on the Bo cereal. Jackson.
Crunchy little stars that are delicious. Look, based on the cartoon, not which later the cereal kind of jumped in on.
Bo knows merchandising deals.
Well, I mean, we're always trying to get those new readers in there. You know who doesn't buy a lot of comics? People that beat us up as kids. But if you put out a comic that, you know, you set up a new team of pro stars, it's like, oh, it's Crosby and PK Subban and Football Guy, because I don't know Football Guys.
And football
guy. And football guy. You know, football guy. He's good at the football.
He kicks at the ball with his foot.
I don't know, Mario?
But holy shit.
You, like, you do something like that, and it brings in these new readers who are just buying it because it's merchandise that is connected to people that they love and cheer for. And I would read it.
Maybe. Just keep it away from, like, Blue Water or whatever.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah. Give it to IDW.
Yeah, they'll... Hey, can you license it?
Yeah. We'll take it.
Listen, I'm teasing, but I pretty much enjoy most of the things that they do. Like, Ghostbusters and Ninja Turtles are amazing. Those are super well done.
I realized that when I was listing people to be on the new Pro Stars team, I just went with two hockey guys.
Yeah.
What about more hockey?
Yeah.
Whoops.
How do you not have LeBron?
No. He's hockey, right?
Yeah, he's hockey.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, I have three.
LeBron James, goalie of the year.
Two of them are films. One of them is like an old, an 80s animated thing that just kind of disappeared, and it was like a favorite thing from my childhood, even though I don't know if it would work well now. It might just be a nostalgic thing that I go back to now and go, ooh, that's really shitty now. But, Pirates of Dark Water.
I do remember that.
Do you remember that?
I do.
It was
really... It was in the 90s. Was it in the 90s?
Was it? No.
Well, I remember feel
like it.
It
was.
Yeah. It might have been like 90s.
I remember it advertising comics when like in the 90s. Yeah. So
it was like 89, 90 at the most. Sure. Kind of thing. And sure.
You're playing your cards awful close there. You're just like, no, I couldn't have been that old. We love you.
Well, then I would have been in grade 10. I don't think I was in grade 10.
I don't know. Again, they might... I don't know. That would be a cool book, though.
That would be a cool book. It was like... It had a cool kind of myth vibe and just like another world sort of thing. Like a fantasy vibe thing going on. I liked it. The two movies... I was looking over my stack of movies there. Mm-hmm. And the two that jumped to mind that would be totally bizarre to actually do, but could be, if done by the right writer and artist combination, The Big Lebowski.
Oh!
Shit, yeah.
And Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Both of those would sell like gangbusters.
Totally. They just would. For the cult following alone would go crazy.
Is somebody at IDW listening to this?
This is the one episode to listen to, guys, from IDW.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, listen to the rest, too. I mean, that'd be cool.
Please do that. But, oh, yeah, the Big Lebowski comic? Holy shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, you had...
They do have a second movie coming out. They've announced they're doing a sequel.
That's actually happening?
Apparently.
They have a, off-topic, but, there's, like, a Django Meets Zorro comic that's apparently written by co-written by Quentin Tarantino.
And really written by...
Yeah, well...
Django Fett?
Yeah. That's the one. Django Fett.
I'd also read that.
Again, like, continuing things in comic form is, you know, kind of a thing now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have, like, official...
Buffy, Angel?
Exactly. The whole Whedonverse. They have, like, Buffy and Angel continuations in comics that are official. And also Serenity. They had, like, a sequel, basically, to the Serenity movie that was, Leaves on the Wind, it was called. And it was actually pretty good. I enjoyed that quite a bit, so, you know.
So there is precedent for this.
Yeah.
Totally. I mean, there's been precedent for it for some time, but... Yeah. Oh. Whoa, jamming. Jamming.
Jamming on the one.
We're jamming.
I'm just bad. Just bad at things.
Anything else you think?
I feel like I've covered what I wanted to cover.
What about Bone?
Bone's great.
Look, I won yesterday using that.
Who would you get to write Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas? Alan Moore?
No, I want to read the book.
Yeah. That's a good question. Well, I don't have a weird note.
Brian Wood?
Well, I guess.
That sounds like a confidence.
Sure.
Vote right there.
Sure, why not?
Well, I guess.
Sure, why not?
Nobody else on the planet's alive.
He's just asking who would do it.
Yeah.
Brian would.
Brian. I get it. That's funny.
Hey, Brian will do. Hey, guess what? We're done this episode, and it's done.
Is it?
I think it is. Whoa, is it?
No, Mega Man, no!
Ah! My balls!
I call you Rockman because I'm a purist!
Alright, well, see you tomorrow.
Yes.
See you.
Wrap that up.
See you on the flippity flop.